Gethsemane Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Elizabeth Lockerplant reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of the holiday spirit. That's from Elizabeth Lockerplant, located at 366 Grant Street in Elizabeth, specializing in neutralizing aged beef and pork and complete custom processing. For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care.
Well, doctors, I'm here at the American Freedom Network, and we have a special guest with us this morning. I wanted to just very briefly comment on the president's speech last night. I hope you heard it. If not, I hope you'll get a copy of the speech. You can get it off the Internet and read it. And basically what President Obama said is, I am going to deindustrialize America, and I'm going to impoverish the American people. Now, he didn't come out and say that. He simply said that we are going to get 80% of our electricity from alternative energy, from green power. And basically, what he's talking about is fulfilling the Kyoto Protocol. Kyoto Protocol demands that we get 80% of our electricity from alternative energy. What does that mean? Well, it means we drive up the cost of electricity to phenomenal levels so that you will not be able to afford it. Because, of course, it's much more expensive. Number two, it means that, of course, energy-dependent industry will have to move out of this country. This has been tried in Europe. It was tried in Spain. One reason Spain's in so much trouble is they tried this thing 8 or 10 years ago. And they found they lost about 2 jobs for every new job they created. They lost two to two and a half good-paying jobs for every new job they created. President Obama says he's going to create jobs here in the United States. He's going to create all sorts of new jobs. He didn't say where the jobs were, because the solar panels are primarily produced in Red China, in communist China. And basically, of course, what you must understand is that there are only 3 solar producers in the United States. One of them is called Evergreen. They opened up in Massachusetts. Massachusetts gave them $46 million startup fees so they would produce their solar panels here. And after beginning production, they simply closed the plant and moved to Red China. Why did they move to communist China? Well, because the Chinese government would subsidize them. The Chinese government gave them loans, low interest, very low interest loans. The production costs are so much cheaper over in China. Even though they got a $46 million subsidy from the Massachusetts government, they moved to China. And this is what China's doing. They're subsidizing production there. Of course, they are providing very low labor costs. There are no rules, no regulations, no pensions, no Social Security. And, of course, Barack Obama knows what he's doing. The same thing is true with windmill. Windmill production, General Electric's largest producer of windmills, that they're moving the production to China. When Barack Obama says he's going to create jobs, he's telling you the truth. He just doesn't tell you the jobs are in China. He doesn't tell you that this is a plan to deindustrialize and destroy this nation. And he knows exactly what we're doing. It's just like the mercury light bulbs that we're going to stop producing them here. We're going to start producing, we're going to stop producing cheap and efficient incandescent light bulbs here, and we're going to get the toxic mercury light bulbs from China. First of all, you can buy an incandescent light bulb here. I bought some recently. It was a special, but they were 20 cents each. The toxic mercury light bulbs cost $4 each. You can buy them for about $1, but they're subsidized by our government. We're subsidizing the light bulbs built in China to bring the price down so you'll buy them. Secondly, we're told that they last longer. Well, they do last much longer if you don't turn them off and on. If you leave them on full time, they'll last a great deal longer. But if you turn them off and on, they burn out sooner than the incandescent light bulbs. I know. I've tried it, and you can try it as well. Put in an incandescent light bulb. Put in the toxic mercury light bulb, if you dare, and then see which one burns out the quickest. So why are we doing this? Well, we want to produce jobs in China. Once you understand that, everything makes sense. But nobody is going to tell you what this is all about or tell you what Barack Obama revealed last night. He is intent upon destroying the industrial capacity of America. He knows what he's doing because he hates this country. But I don't want to get into that. This morning we have a special guest, Dr. David Kennedy, and we're going to be talking about the program to poison our children. In fact, they already have poisoned children in areas where the water's fluoridated. How do we know? Well, the government recently admitted that 42% of the children who come from areas with fluoridated water have mottled teeth. Now, that is a sign of fluoride toxicity. And, of course, how do they get mottled teeth? Well, they drink the water. The water goes into the gut. It poisons the entire body, gets into their bones, gets into their thyroid, suppresses thyroid production, gets into their mind, lowers their intelligence, gets into the reproductive system. In men, of course, it lowers the sperm count. In girls, it causes them to have early puberty. Why do you think girls are going to puberty at 8 and 9 years of age today? They knew this when they began. It was all about, in my estimation, population control. Girls used to go through puberty at 12, 13. Now, many of them start at 9. Why? Because they're poisoned from birth. And they've admitted now, oh, my goodness, these children are getting too much fluoride. We're going to reduce the amount of fluoride in the water from one part per million down to 0.72 parts per million. Where is the study that shows it's safe? There are none. Where are the studies that show that what they're putting in the water in 90% of fluoridated areas, hydrofluorosilicic acid, is safe? There are absolutely none. There's mercury there. There's arsenic in that. There's cadmium in that. There's polonium-220 in what they're adding to the water. They know they're poisoning our people. They just don't want you to know. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to get the facts, and there's nobody who knows them more readily than our guest right now, Dr. David Kennedy. Hi, David. How are we doing?
And fine. Good morning to you. And I have one tiny little correction.
Okay, you go
ahead. You said 42% of the kids are in fluoridated communities. That's nationwide.
That's nationwide. I'm sorry.
What they do is they average in the lower level of children that have been poisoned with fluoride in the non-fluoridated areas with the children that are highly poisoned in the fluoridated area and say, well, it's 42%. No, it's 60% in the fluoridated areas, and it's 30% of the non-fluoridated areas. And that means the non-fluoridated areas need to stop putting fluoride. The fluoridated areas need to stop putting fluoride in the area because it's poisoning the kids all over.
Thank you so much for correcting that. We'll be back in just a moment. Dr. David Kennedy here in America. No.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
Well, I understand back here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Dr. David Kennedy. And David, why do children have mottled teeth in areas where, of course, they don't have fluoridated water?
Oh, because dentists are crazy, and they put the high levels of fluoride in a thing called varnish, which has not been FDA approved, but they paint that on the children's teeth, sometimes in the schools. I think the varnish, the sealants are good, varnish is not. They put fluoride in dental fillings that leaks out, they don't tell you, and they put fluoride in your mouthwash, they put fluoride in your toothpaste. There's fluoride in beer, there's fluoride in soda pop, there's fluoride in breakfast cereal, and that, you know, there's a gross overexposure to fluoride in this country because of the insanity of our industrial age, where we have basically given up our water supply to all the industries in the United States to help them dispose of their hazardous waste. So it's there's a pervasive overexposure to fluoride, which is what the EPA said. And then they got it wrong. Then they just said, well, we're just going to adjust this a little bit. No, you stop exposing people to fluoride. If there's pervasive overexposure, stop it. That's very simple. I can understand that.
It's used as an insecticide, but even more than that, it's used as a fumigant. And they put toxic levels of this in all of the wheat, and they fumigate the wheat. So that the critters won't live there, and they leave, you know, a level which is toxic. In fact, the same level that's in your toothpaste is in the wheat that's used to bake the bread that you eat on a regular basis. But nobody's telling you that. And what about, certainly, the fruits and vegetables coming in from Mexico?
You know, they fumigate everything coming in. They used to use methylbromide, and then about 5 years ago, the EPA said, well, let's go ahead and use this wonderful Vicane, which is sulfuryl fluoride made by Dow. So there's a 90-day comment period where the EPA has pulled their approval of Vicane, the sulfuryl fluoride, for a fumigant of foods. So everybody should jump on there and say something intelligent to them.
How would people do that? Because here's something.
There's a comment period on the EPA, and I don't have, I'm sorry to say, the URL, but you can get it off the FAN website, the Fluoride Action Network. They have a way to look up and go
EPA
over and
FDA?
Send them a comment.
Is that EPA or FDA?
EPA. The FDA is horrible in this matter. They were supposed to have regulated fluoride as a drug, and they have not done so. They've basically been given a pass to the dentist and the industry of the United States. When you the Congressional Investigation 2000, Jeffrey Green got two questions of the FDA is, is fluoride, when it's used to prevent tooth decay, a drug? And they said any substance used to prevent, ameliorate a disease of man or animals, a drug subject to regulation by the FDA. Follow-up question, what fluoride substance intended to be ingested, swallowed, has been approved by the FDA? And the answer was none. So, you know, they should have been doing their job. They haven't been. I know how we can balance the budget. Let's get rid of them. We'll save all that salary.
These people are toxic to your health. They know what they're doing. Mutual friend of ours, Dr. Richard Sauerheber, and he's a friend of David, didn't come to be a friend of mine. He has actually been writing. He sent a petition to the FDA. He can do that legally. They have to reply within 30 days, pointing out that they're poisoning the public. A couple of years later, in violation of the law, they finally contacted him and said, well, half the people at the FDA feel you're absolutely right, we're poisoning the public. The other half say, well, it may be true, but the EPA should handle this, not us. So they switched it over. They said, you go to the EPA. Well, the EPA, of course, says, well, it's not us, that's the FDA. And in the meantime, while this is going on, you're not reading about this in your local newspaper or your local news magazine. It's not covered on ABC, CBS, or NBC. They're poisoning our children. They know what they're doing. This increases heart disease. It's toxic to the heart. Fluoride is toxic to the heart. It lowers fertility. It lowers intelligence. It poisons the thyroid. It softens the bone. It's carcinogenic, and what did I miss, David?
You know, just bad stuff, and it really actually causes gum disease, among other things. The big lie is that fluoride's beneficial in any way to the human being, and that, you know, that it's just, it's a made-up story that they made up to help the Manhattan Project get rid of the fluoride. But it's, you know, it's even older than that, because the every industry, every major industry in the United States leaks fluoride, whether it's smelting or whether it's computer manufacturing or you know, that if they're heating up a metal of any kind, it's going to leak fluoride. Flux, welding, soldering, all that stuff has got fluoride. It's a very useful element. On the other hand, if you swallow it, it continues to be a very toxic element to your bones. That's why you get the crippling effect. You get arthritis. You get joint pain. And, you know, you can improve it, but you can't get rid of it. I mean, you know, once fluoride's in your bones, it's there. It's not, you know, what's it going to let go of? It likes calcium, and if it's stuck in your bones, it's stuck to the calcium in your bones. So, it's, you know, what are you going to get it out with? You're not. So people with bad kidneys are much more vulnerable to it, because the kidney is the way most of your fluoride leaves your body if you get rid of it at all. And, you know, if your kidney's not working, then whatever goes in stays. So it's a terrible idea. I think they're picking on my profession. I'm a dentist, and I think they picked on us because we're so damn stupid. We think mercury's fine. We think fluoride's fine. We don't have any training in toxicology. The first toxicologist to ever get a job in a dental school was Phyllis Mullinex, and when she found out that fluoride is real bad for little rats, they fired her. So anyway, I think they're picking on dentists, but maybe the dentists are setting themselves up to be picked on because they don't do their homework, and they just basically walk around like the Stepford Wives saying, fluoride is good. it's a crime. And I think that when the axe falls, that the dentist will lose their franchise as an independent practitioner. I think it'll basically go away because they have completely ignored all of the warning signs that the profession needed to shape up and rely upon evidence-based medicine. They didn't. They haven't for 20 years. We formed the Academy of Oral Medicine Toxicology back in 84, and, you know, we've published all the research on mercury and risk assessment on fluoride and a number of papers we've jumped in. We've just most recently been back to the FDA on the mercury issue and beat them a second time. So it's you know, how does a little bitty academy like that get to do it? Well, we simply rely upon one thing, evidence. And so if you don't have evidence, stop making the claims. What we do to the dentists that go out and make all these fantastic claims, there was a lady, Linda Lucas, here in San Diego, said there is no scientific evidence research linking it to cancer of the bone. Well, that's not true. Even the National Academy of Science mentioned it in 2006, and the Cancer Nomination Committee here in California acknowledged it in 2010. So when you got dentists out there lying on the television, then obviously people will get confused. They can't tell who's telling the truth. And, like, well, the guy from the American Academy of Pediatrics made the same claim about no cancer link, and he said, oh, depending on what Internet site you look at, well, Internet site like California Prop 65, maybe? You know, the Internet is not coming out of the loony side of the world. It's coming right out of the old science side of the world, and yet we still get denials from the perpetrators of this horrible crime against the children of America. But it doesn't just affect the children. It affects all of us, and that, you know, you can get blasted real bad as a child, but basically chronic low-dose exposure to fluoride over a lifetime poisons the bones, poisons the brain, poisons the thyroid, because and it poisons actually every cell in the human body. Every cell in the human body has receptors for iodine. Fluoride competes with iodine for those receptors. And so, you know, the antidote to fluoride poisoning is one, stop poisoning yourself with fluoride, and that means you get rid of everything in your house that has fluoride in it that you know. Everything that you buy in the store out of a can or a bottle or a box probably has fluoride in it because they're all processed or food. So, you know, I'm in favor of, you know, homemade food. And so you avoid the stuff that's in the can, bottle, and box and begin to eat good food that you know that is healthful and not covered with pesticide. And then add into your diet additional amounts of selenium, which counteracts the mercury and the fluoride both. And the fluoride, you can add iodine and calcium and magnesium. That is the antidote that they use to antidote fluoride poisoning. So, you know, everybody on the, in the U.S. should be on that because we already know we're overdosed with fluoride. So let's get busy and start taking the antidote. And then we also bother our municipalities about putting a chemical that's never been approved for use in the human body into our public water supply. I don't think it's appropriate. Well, I have a YouTube video called Poison Babies. You can just show it poisons babies.
Basically, ladies and gentlemen, there has always been a program by the population control people to want to put something in the water that will control fertility. Fluoride controls fertility. They know that. They just don't want you to know that. They believe there are too many people in the world. If we put something in the water, other places, they put it in the salt. They put it in there, you know, to lower your fertility. Why? Because in the communities where they fluoridate the water, the male sperm count drops 50%. So they, if they put it in the water, why it disrupts the ability of women to get pregnant. And we used to have much higher fertility than we have today. Is that because people are not having intimate relationships as often? No, at least in large part, it's because they're poisoning fertility in women. Our girls are entering puberty earlier, and they do this specifically in fluoridated areas. Now, there are all sorts of other poisons are out there that they're poisoning our little girls with, but, you know, we feel so bad about this little girl who was shot, the 9-year-old girl shot in Tucson along with Gabby Giffords. But we're not concerned when millions of little 9-year-old girls are being poisoned today. And they know what they're doing. They know what they're doing in the EPA. We're dealing with, in my estimation, organized evil. When you understand that they know it's carcinogenic. But let's talk a little bit about the National Academy of Science study, because basically the National Academy of Sciences, National Research Association, came out with a report in 2006, and most people have never heard of it. Would you like to tell us a little bit about them? Basically, they've run the price up so high. I mean, it's going to cost you $56 for a new copy, and a used copy will cost you $95, which is sort of madness for a publication put out under by an organization financed by our own government. It should be dirt cheap, but they have the price high, so you're not going to read it. What does that government report say? And now, is the National Academy of Science funded by the government? Am I correct?
Yeah, you're absolutely correct. The National Academy of Science is the what Congress asks when they have a question. Is it was set up specifically to answer questions of science for Congress, and so that's what they do. And they were asked in 77 to review fluoride, and they said, rah, rah, it's wonderful. And then again in the 90s they did and said, rah, rah, it's wonderful. And then they were asked a very specific question in 2003 by the EPA. Is our MCLG, is our level of fluoride that you can consume from drinking water for a lifetime without any adverse effect, is that accurate? And they said it was 4 parts per million based upon the claims of the dentists. And so now you probably should wonder why you should accept the claims of a dentist, because the panel of experts voted unanimously, no, the 4 parts per million fluoride in the drinking water is not safe. And now what we've just had is the level lowered from 1.2 down to 7.7, but it really needs to go down to 0.001 is what the math works out to. So they were asked this question, but you were complaining about the cost. Interestingly enough, I got a free copy from the website of the Fluoride Action Network in a PDF format. So, you know, there are copies of this out there in electronic format, which you as a citizen of the United States are entitled to. You paid for this study. They can't have a secret study. So, you know, you can email it around for free, you know, as long as you don't try to publish it and sell it. So anyway, it's up to you to get a copy. But I draw your attention to the chapters on bone, the chapters on cancer, the chapters on brain, neurological, and the chapters on endocrine. All of
what
those, they're
say?
Talking
what
about the
say?
Pervasive overexposure of the American population to fluoride.
We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. David Kennedy here, the American doctor.
People of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state-licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured, and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest, Dr. David Kennedy. And David, we were talking about this report that was put out by the National Academy of Sciences. What did they say about cancer being produced by what they're adding to the drinking water? I mean, certainly, why would they add anything to the drinking water that was going to produce cancer? What is
well, they were very mealy-mouthed. This was not a panel of, you know, learned experts. This was a panel of pretty much biased experts, but they had three people on it that were, you know, at least of the concern that there was a problem with it, and they managed to get a unanimous vote that the four-parts remaining wasn't good. But when you read the chapter on cancer, it's really clear that what they're trying to say is it is likely, and that unfortunately they didn't actually say that. They sat around, and they danced around on the head of a pin, and what they said was there's evidence that it is carcinogen. But at the time, the Bassin study had not yet been published. It's hidden away by Douglas in the library of the of Harvard, and you had to actually get a pass, and they wouldn't let you take the thing out. You couldn't make a copy of it. So Paul Conant and his son went in there and copied a little bit, and they took the whole thing to the National Academy of Science. But that hadn't been published in the peer-reviewed literature yet. Well, it has now, and that's why California has said it is a carcinogen. But that was the only thing left before they said it is a carcinogen. But now, it might be. Well, you know what? It is. And, this is parallel to Bill Marcus in the 1990 NTP study. How many times do we have to tell the people of America fluoride is a carcinogen before they get it through their head? The reason you're dying of heart attacks, and the reason everybody's got cancer, and the reason that you have all this arthritis and these joints being replaced is because they're putting a chemical in the water supply that is a xenobiotic. It has no benefit to the human organism whatsoever, and it's poisoning America. It's time for them to stop. But they don't listen to me. They'll listen to all of us together, but they won't listen to just one voice. They shout us down. They call us anti-something or other. And ignore it. And now we got 60%, more than 60% of the children in fluoridated communities show outward visible signs they've been poisoned by the addition of fluoride to the water supply. And who it happens to are children on a baby bottle. That's why they keep saying breastfeed, because you can poison the mother to death and the baby doesn't get poisoned because the breast filters out the fluoride. It actually will scavenge the mother's cells and take iodine out of the mother. And just to give it to the baby. Well, probably mother should get more iodine. But the result is that we have a whole nation of children with dental fluorosis. And that is not, that's unconscionable. That is the result of the ignorance of the dentists and the deceit of industry with the help of the FDA and the EPA. And well, thankfully now the National Academy of Science has stepped up and at least given a correct answer, although the chairman, Duell, periodically goes around and releases a press release, which none of the members of the that I know of the committee agree with, but he starts making stuff up. And the CDC had a press release ready to go. The day it came out, says, oh, well, four parts per million is bad, but two's okay. Well, was that true? Well, we just lowered it down to 0.7, so I guess two wasn't okay. They lie. How can you tell they're lying? Their lips are moving. It's why do we let them do that? That we need to be able to address these issues so that the people that are perpetrating this crime against our community, our children, and our old age are brought to task. And you and I were talking the other day. It's time for punishment. This is beyond the point where you can say, I didn't know, I wasn't aware, I'm sorry, I didn't understand. Well, we understand it's time to punish them.
And ladies and gentlemen, how do you understand that they would intentionally poison our children? Basically, 42% of the children in America have been poisoned by fluoride. When you see the mottling of the teeth, that is simply a visual manifestation of the poisoning of the whole body. They don't get this because of the drinking water. They get this because the child absorbs this, it gets into their system, it gets into the dental roots, and it comes out and manifested by the blotches on the teeth. When you have that, it's a manifestation that it's in the bones, it's in the thyroid, it's in the brain, it's in the reproductive system, it's in the endocrine system, it is in the heart, it's in the liver, it is poisoning the whole body. You see the visual manifestation on the teeth, but you can't see the heart. You can measure what's happening to the brain because, of course, you can measure the IQ, and the IQ goes down in children in areas where they have fluoridated water. You can measure the sperm count, the men in fluoridated areas and non-fluoridated areas. And all this has been done, hasn't it, David?
Yeah, Freddie very carefully spelled it out about 15, 20 years ago. And he used to work for the FDA, and Franny did a study and showed that the fertility rates drop as the fluoride level goes up. So, you know, it's not rocket science. The same thing happens in animals. You know, it's like, you know, we are animals, aren't we? You know, I don't bark, but, you know, if you do it to the dog, you get the same problem, so.
Well, I think it's vitally important, ladies and gentlemen. You have to get the information out. First of all, you have to get it. And where's how can people get information today? How can the listener out there check that what we're saying is accurate? What is a reliable source of information?
Well, I'd refer them to the Fluoride Action Network and to get a copy of the National Academies of Science. That, you know, it's and direct their attention to the chapter on in neurology and endocrine. Why are the little girls becoming fertile? That has to do with the pineal gland. That's discussed in the chapter on endocrine. Why are the children having so much trouble learning to read and write? Well, that's discussed in some detail in the chapter on neurology.
What does it say about the brain in the chapter on neurology?
It says the brain has they gave rats one part per million, which is the level that's in most of the fluoridated water supplies in the United States, and they didn't use the hydrofluorosilicic acid, which is the junk that they're sticking in our water. They used pure pharmaceutical-grade sodium fluoride, and that the rats had lesions in their brain, arteries, and kidneys. You were mentioning the heart attack lesion. You know, if you're drinking one part per million fluoride, you have little blisters inside all the arteries in your body, including your brain. And the kidneys were damaged so bad, they weren't sure if the damage in the brain was related to the kidney damage or whether it was a separate entity. And so, you know, this is Bob Isaacson and Varner Jensen are the ones that did the study, and Dr. Isaacson was on the National Academy panel, and he very carefully spelled out the neurological impact of fluoride. It's more toxic than lead, so, you know, you have to be kind of in another century or something if you think you can expose children to hugely toxic substances and not expect it to have an adverse impact on that child. And that's exactly what the research has shown, is that children with dental fluorosis score poor on IQ tests. There's a nice new study from China where they have a huge problem with fluoride, that for every half of for every milligram of fluoride that comes out of the child, you lose more than a half a point of IQ. So every milligram of exposure, you're losing a quarter of IQ points. So it's because only half of the fluoride comes out.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in just a moment with Dr. David Kennedy. They're poisoning the children. They know what they're doing. They're evil.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley. Proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Have you listened to Barack Obama's State of the Union message last night? He was talking about how, we had to have our children excel, and our children were doing well with a comparison with children throughout the rest of the world, and that's why we had to spend more money on education and get our children up so we could compete with the rest of the world. Ladies and gentlemen, the rest of the world doesn't poison their minds of their children. England, Europe doesn't allow water fluoridation. They don't want to poison the minds of their kids. China's trying to get the fluoride out of the water there. They don't want to poison the minds of their children. India is doing everything they can to get the fluoride out of the water. They don't want to poison their children. And what is the policy here in America? We want to get all the water fluoridated so we can poison the minds of the children. You have to be evil to do that. You have to be a disciple of Lucifer. And, of course, Barack Obama was a disciple of Saul Alinsky. He taught Saul Alinsky's organizing program in schools in Chicago when he was an activist there. You read Saul Alinsky's book, you get it. It's called Rules for Radical. Who does Saul Alinsky dedicate his book to that Barack Obama used as his manual when he was teaching the Alinsky method? Why, Saul Alinsky dedicates his book to Lucifer, the first radical. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, they know exactly what they're doing. They don't laugh at you because you're so stupid not to do it. The information is there. David, you were mentioning the Fluoride Alert website, fluoridealert.org. Let me suggest, if you don't believe in conspiracies, ladies and gentlemen, you go onto your internet and you put in fluoridealert.com, and you'll come to an American Dental Association website that tells you how wonderful fluoride is. Go to fluoridealert.net, and you'll come to a website that put out by the American Dental Association that tells you how wonderful fluoride is. Go to fluoridealert.org. Understand, they've surrounded that. Why? Because you get to one of the others, and you're going to learn all about how wonderful fluoride is. Why would they do that? They want to poison your children. Am I being overly dramatic, do you think, David?
No, I think you're absolutely right. As a matter of fact, I think that this is called a mirrored website, and it's one of the standard techniques to deceive the internet surfing public. And it's really clear. That's not a conspiracy. That is a program of deception, and it's funded by the American Dental Association, who receives money from industry. They receive money from dentists, and they have charitable organizations that get money from industry, so it's tax deductible. I call it money laundering, because the industry gives them money, and then they go out and deceive the American public on behalf of industry. So why were they so afraid of fluoridealert.org? Well, because it has a large science advisory panel. It was founded by a professor of chemistry. It has a number of people on this board, including myself, that have a fair grasp of the science. And with the help of them and the Environmental Working Group, that's the tip of the spear that has been moving the EPA along ever so slowly. But it's because of the Fluoride Alert, the fan group, that the sulfurofluoride is now being challenged, and hopefully if we can keep Dow from convincing everybody that it's a good thing, it'll come off of the out of our food. That there are I do have a little ray of hope, and you know, don't feel discouraged in your community if there's fluoride in the water. Just put together a group of a few hundred people and explain to your city council why you don't think it's a good idea. But in the New York Times on January 18th, Cargill is the biggest producer of hydrofluorosilicic acid, the chemical that they use to fluoridate the water. It's hazardous waste from the Cargill's a phosphate fertilizer plant. Cargill is now going to split off Mosaic, which is a unit in a very complex deal. Well, what is Mosaic? Mosaic has all of the mining facilities and the fertilizer production of the hydrofluorosilicic acid. So what they did is they created a little baby, filled it full of toxic stuff, and now they're going to cut the umbilical cord, and you know who's going to get to own that? That would be all the citizens of the United States that are dumb enough to buy Mosaic stock. And so, you know, they've got billions of dollars in this. They just cut it loose so that you and I end up with it, because who are you going to sue when the axe finally falls on this criminal program of putting hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water? Product's never been approved, contaminated with arsenic to a level causes cancer. Who's going to get the axe? You are, because if you own stock in Mosaic, you are, because that's what's going to happen. It's a publicly traded the little baby from Cargill, which is William Wallace Cargill started this from a one grain elevator in Iowa in 1865. It's the largest privately owned corporation in the world, and they sell toxic stuff to water supplies. So they just took their toxic unit, put it out there like a little baby, and cut the umbilical cord and says, good luck! And then they gave the stock to all the citizens of the United States in a publicly traded fashion. So it's a crime, and the fact that they know it's a crime, I say when you start seeing corporations that are selling toxic waste, setting up layers of corporations between themselves and their toxic assets, you know they're getting ready to bail. And I think that's a good sign, because it's probably time to bail. And, you know, the Cargill Charitable Trust are advised by UBS and the law firm of Loeb and Loeb. So those are the people that are telling them how to weasel out of the crime that they've committed. Well, let's just create a separate entity, and then you walk away from that separate entity. I wish it was that easy.
Well, these people, though, really should be tried for murder. They're killing people. Basically, if you look at the incidence of cancer, it used to be 1 in 16 at the beginning of the 20th century in 1900s. And then, of course, today it's 1 in 3. Why is that? Why they're poisoning us, ladies and gentlemen, and they know what they're doing. And not only that, because they're suppressing effective treatments for cancer, they know what they're doing, but they don't want you to know what you're doing. How many people do you know have died a slow, painful, agonizing death from cancer, or had to undergo the horror of treatment for it? Well, we're dealing with organized evil. Remember, Rules for Radicals, dedicated to Lucifer. Obama ought to use that when he was teaching about it. So, David Kennedy, thanks so much. God bless. We'll talk to you real soon.
And thank you for all you do, Sam.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a Warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel a dramatic performance elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You really have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work hard at physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead. You'll be glad you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
Well, Dan Pack here at the American Freedom Network. I hope you enjoy the conversation with Dr. David Kennedy. I hope that you'll have the courage to take a stand in this battle. An excellent source of information is My Talk, The Hidden Agenda. There's a syllabus that goes with that. You get the syllabus at a less cost if you get the two of them together. Everything there that you readily need to know is there. And the documentation and the abstracts from the Journal of Fluoride, which they gave us permission to reproduce. Certainly we carry two excellent DVDs put out by David Kennedy, Let the Truth Be Known, Part 1, Part 2. And each one has four 30-minute segments on it so that you can put it on cable TV. You need to get the information out. You need to let people know they're poisoning our children. And lowering the accepted amount of fluoride in the drinking water to 0.7 or 0.72 parts per million from one part per million is absolutely of no significance at all. I mean, they're poisoning their children with the fluoridated toothpaste and with the, what they're fumigating, the food that you eat with, and they put this in so many, many things today, and there are so many sources of fluoride, and they know what they're doing. This is a deadly poison. This is what you kill rats with and mice, and but of course we can't let the American people know. There are people who hate this country because we were a Christian nation, and they want to destroy it. And once you understand that, once you understand that what the plan is, of course, to transfer our wealth, our production to other countries, the main goal, one world government, one world religion, the destruction of Christianity and everything that's righteous and good and worthwhile and wholesome in the world, and the installation of a new world leader, and that, of course, will be the Antichrist. Once you understand this is what's going on, it all makes sense. Now, you can get My Talk and the syllabus, The Hidden Agenda, David Kennedy's two DVDs, each one with four 30-minute segment on it. We have two four-tape sets on water fluoridation. We actually have Dr. Robin Master's work. He's a sociologist at Dartmouth. He found out, of course, that when you fluoridate the water with hydrofluorosilicic acid, and this study was done elsewhere, but they studied 450,000 children. They found out that finger sticks, the level of lead in the blood of children, lead now, we're talking about lead in the blood of children, went up significantly if you used hydrofluorosilicic acid in the drinking water. It wasn't found in the areas where they didn't have it, and of course it doubled in white children, went up four times in Hispanic children, six times in black children. Lead encephalopathy leads to rage and criminal activity, which is why one in every three young black men, 21 to 31, is in prison, probation, or parole. They know what they're doing. They're poisoning the minds, the brains of black children, because they get six times the amount of fluoride that the white children, of lead in the blood, than the white children do. And where is Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton? They're not bringing this out. They know. I've been contacted by black leaders who wanted to bring this out, and they've been effectively blocked. Well, you can get the information. We have the documentation. It's available at fluoridealert.org. We have Dr. Robin Master's material, and all of this is available. We carry the book, The Fluoride Deception. Excellent book. My number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. America's under attack today. Till tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Basic Energy Services in Greeley reminds us no one anywhere is more noble, righteous, selfless, or courageous than our United States Armed Forces. These brave men and women and their families foot the bill for our freedom every day. Send a military care package today to let them know that they are now and always in our thoughts and prayers. This message from Basic Energy Services in Greeley, proud to salute all the past and present members of our military services.